Chase on this case right now.
In case the Vinay Vries are listening, I love clothes. I love clothes. Okay.
I love a good clothing. What?
What?
Oh.
What?
Girl.
What?
Girl. We're telling... Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I need to play.
No,
I need
you can,
to.
You can keep talking. You
okay, but soon we need to play like the legal stuff.
The next thing you play.
The next thing that's going to be played is going to be the legal stuff because Lucas is yelling at me via sign language. He just showed me his phone.
Because it's the law.
It's the law. Like, we physically have to.
You have to play music.
It's either that or we get fined. Sing.
Well, okay, but it's okay because it's exciting because after. My cousin Maya requested The Subway by Chapel Roan. And then we're going to be playing Those Magic Changes from Grease
for
Live.
Jesse. Yeah.
For Jesse, who's on FaceTime now. He's right here.
he's still
with us.
He's with us.
He's still with us. And Gavin is on the other line. Feeling crazy.
I need to the FaceTime.
The cast of Grease.
Okay, Gavin is going to join the
FaceTime.
So we'll all be here together.
We'll all be here together. And then after that, we're going to play As Long As You're Mine from Wicked for Good. No Good Deed from Wicked for Good.
You're gonna turn. Can you turn it all the way up when you play?
Yeah, I'll blast it. And then
we need a cinematic experience.
And then Takedown by
Gavin likes that.
K-pop's Demon Hunters.
I loved that movie unironically.
It was fabulous.
We kind of like derailed from the original theme, but. That's okay.
Listen. Choose our own path.
This is our show.
Our own destiny.
We have callers.
And we have a whole other
hour. Audience wants to hear.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So, if you have a song you want to... Oh, my sister wants to join the FaceTime as well.
Everyone's joining.
So, I'm going to play some legal required things. And then we'll keep it going. And then we'll be back with some more things. If you have anything you'd like to request...
Give us topics to talk about.
That's a good one. Give us something to talk about. Please.
We're running out.
Send help. We have an hour.
I don't like these people. I don't know what to say.
Help us, please.
Okay, so if you'd like to call, Gavin, do you know the number?
The number is 607-436-2711.
Yes, it is. Wow.
Thank you.
He's a natural.
2711.
Wow. Thank you so much, Gavin. Now,
Gavin,
I'm going to play some legal things and then we'll
adios.
Listen to some music.
It'll be good.
Goodbye, Gavin.
Goodbye,
we will be back,
bye.
Everyone.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop. Only on WONY 90.9 FM, only on them.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Whether you're looking to improve your grades, strengthen your study habits, or get help with certain courses, the Student Learning Center is here to support your academic success.
The Student Learning Center, SLC, offers free academic support on the second floor of Milne Library.
The SLC provides small group peer tutoring for 1,000 to 2,000 level courses.
We also hold study skill workshops that offer lead credit. Come learn topics such as taking notes, time management, how to talk to your professors, and other important college skills.
The SLC offers professional academic coaching for writing, study skills, reading, and basic math.
Writing consultations are offered and math support for specific math courses.
To request any of these services, visit our Traction website.
If you want more information, visit Traction and sign up for an SLC orientation with one of our peer study navigators.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, December 1st, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, December 2nd, join the Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, December 3rd, join the Student Advisory Council of the Business Department for hot chocolate, snacks, and meet Tiny the Therapy Dog from 12 to 3 p.m. in Alumni Hall on the first floor. Also happening Wednesday, join the Interfaith Council for their end-of-semester party, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room. Join Jewelry Making Club for their holiday party happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, the Health and Wellness Center is hosting an on-campus vaccine clinic from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Hunt Union Catskill Room. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their wrap party happening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the Craven Lounge in Morris Hall. Thursday is the opening day of Terps. Make sure to check them out from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online or at the box office. On Friday, join the SUNY Oneonta Activities Council for Frequent Flyer Bingo. Check them out 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the living room of Hunt Union. Saturday is Holiday Craft Fair. Come by the Hunt Union Ballroom and find gifts for your loved ones from local and regional crafters. This will be happening from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom on Saturday, December 6th. On Sunday, join WONI for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. On Sunday, swing by Foothills at 4 p.m. to hear your favorite bands from SUNY Oneonta's Rock Ensemble perform. It'll be $5 at the door. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep warm, everyone, and have a safe and happy week.
What's that playing on the radio? Why do I start swaying to and fro? I have never heard that song before. But if I don't hear it anymore, it's still familiar to me, sends a thrill right through me, cause those chords remind me of the night that I first fell in love too. Those magic changes, my heart arranges a melody that's never the same, a melody that's calling your name and begs you, please come back to me. Turn to me, don't go away again, or make them play again. The music I wanna hear is once again, you whisper in my ear. Oh, my darling. Oh. I'll be waiting by the radio. Someday I know, been so lonesome since our last goodbye, but I'm singing as I cry, while the bass is sounding, while the drums are pounding, beating of my broken heart will rise in first place on the chart. So my heart arranges, oh, those magic changes.
Too fast, I'll make every last moment. somehow I've fallen under your spell, and somehow I'm feeling it's all. To ma to melakanaman, elakanamanaman, to ma to melakanaman. Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Though they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die. What is this chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading. I don't even know what trick I ought to try. Fear, where are you? Already dead or bleeding? One more disaster I can add to my generous supply. Unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my creed. My road of good intentions led where such roads always lead. No good deed goes unpunished. Nessa. Dr. Dillon. And hurts too much to mention. Was I really seeking good or just seeking attention? Is that all good deeds are when looked at with an ice cold eye? If that's all good deeds are, maybe that's the reason why. No good deed goes unpunished. All helpful urges should be served. Well,
prayers, so be it then. Let our laws be agreed. I'm wicked through and through, and since I can't succeed, fear of saving you, I promise no good deed will I attempt to do again, ever again. No good deed will I do again.
Wow.
Guys, you just missed the performance of
you
a lifetime.
You just missed
Lucas
the
just
most
gave
beautiful
a performance of a lifetime.
I'm so out of breath.
That was incredible.
Guys,
that
I was like, I opened the like studio guide and was just like using
he broke
it as the grimoire. I broke it.
That was beautiful.
Okay, guys, wait.
Thank
we have some
that
topics that are being asked
okay,
to talk about. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. He's really into it, so.
From Heather Geyer, who's
I
listening.
Heather.
Hello, Heather. Heather says, a Christmas question, if you have time and you could be transported into any Christmas movie, which one would it be and why?
Santa Buddies. With all
okay,
the dogs.
Explain that.
I'm going to be one of the dogs, and I'm going to have a great gang of puppies.
A good adventure
with Santa.
Yes.
And we're going to go on many adventures together, and we're going to have lots of fun, too.
No, that's a really good pick, though.
Jesse would like me to say that Jesse would like to be in The Grinch.
Yes. Oh, my God. Martha May. Me and her would
baddie.
We would get along great, I think.
Baddie. She's beautiful.
Wait, I didn't think about the question.
I okay, would.
My turn.
Oh, Lucas.
Okay.
Lucas
oh, wait. Actually, Evie, go. Sorry.
Evie, speak up.
I was going to say, probably Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Aww. Like, I yeah, feel Frosty's like, you know, a very nice guy.
Like,
I don't even remember
bestie,
that movie.
You know.
He's sweet.
You don't remember it? Oh, my God.
No,
I remember
sorry.
It. Evie, you're not alone.
Thank you.
That's
I'm
a good
sorry
pick. That's a good pick.
Thank you.
Can I have a hot take. I have a hot take.
No, I don't have
oh
one.
Unrelated to the question.
One? Okay. Okay.
No.
Oh, so I don't get to say mine? Okay.
No,
I see
fine
how it is.
No, it's fine. No,
okay.
Take your time.
No, when I heard this question before, I was like, I know exact. I literally said it first. The Polar Express. Okay. All
Polar
the way.
Polar Express is a good one.
That's my, like, besides Home Alone, I feel like that's one of my top Christmas
yeah
movies.
Well, like the
hot take.
Car with all the dolls.
I was going to say.
I know, but, like, that really doesn't freak me out.
Hot jacket.
The hot cocoa,
yeah, the hot
train.
Cocoa
when I was little, I had an obsession with trains, and then it took my two favorite things, which were trains and Christmas, and put them in one.
Period.
So that's why it's my
big
favorite.
For you.
No, it's literally like such a good, and like the songs and everything, like I just love it. And it's like, it literally sends such a good message too. So like, I genuinely like love it. So.
That's good. What were you saying, Alyssa?
I don't know. It was so
your
unrelated.
Hot take.
Oh, my hot take. My hot
you
take.
Have a hot take.
My favorite Christmas song of all time is Last Christmas by Wham. Yeah.
That's mine
but
too.
But it's like a thing that you avoid the song.
Why?
What's
why
it called? It's like Wham something. It's a
why
thing you're supposed to avoid
what
the song,
no,
but that's my
song
favorite song. That's my favorite Christmas song.
Yeah.
That's valid.
That one's always been my favorite
Carol
one.
The Bells.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, sorry.
I like Santa
oh
Baby.
Yeah, it says Whamageddon.
Yes!
It says
yes,
it's
Wham
a game
again
where you try to go December 1st to Christmas Eve without hearing the song. Oh. I feel like that could be the same thing for like All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Why would you keep that from yourself though?
I feel like yes, I like Last Christmas too much, but like it's like a challenge. It's like if you're listening to the radio, if
yeah,
someone
no,
plays it for
good
you, if you play it, you're out.
Last Christmas
no
is a banger.
Just I've been out.
What's the Ariana Grande one called?
Santa Baby.
No, that's different.
Oh.
No, I know what you're talking about. Santa Tell Me.
Santa Tell Me! Oh my God! That one. That's
one
for me.
That's a good one.
That's it for me.
I like all Christmas music, but after like probably a week, I'm over it, to be honest.
Really?
No, fair. Like, really fair. Because if you've been listening, you've been hearing the automation's been playing a lot of holiday tunes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
mm-hmm,
I kind of feel like I put it in the automation way too early. And it's just been playing so, it's literally been playing so much. But
wait, I have a story to tell. And it reminded me because my Aunt Jill is listening and she loves Alanis Morissette.
Jill.
We were at Walmart yesterday and there's a version on TikTok of Hand in My Pocket.
Okay.
But you guys don't know that song. And we were singing it. I don't know. It's like, I'm drunk, but I'm sober. What's the version?
I'm gay, but I'm straight.
That one.
I can crop dust in Whole Foods, baby.
So yeah. They were singing that in Walmart yesterday. And I said, do you know what that song is?
I had to
and
say no.
Leah said, no, I don't know what that is. I said,
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
It's a TikTok.
It's a TikTok.
No, I'm truly brain rotted, and I apologize for it.
Yeah, no, true that.
It's unfortunate,
so true,
really.
Me too.
I notice it more every day. I don't know the full song. I only know the clip that's on TikTok.
I'm so chronically offline, I didn't even know the version on TikTok.
And that's, well,
I
and that's the duality
that.
Of roommates.
Of roommates.
Yeah.
It's the duality.
Our differences attract
each other. Yeah,
I know. Indubitably. It's a double. It's a paradoxical.
It's a double entendre. Yet it's still paradoxical.
If you'd like to take it from there.
I'd love to take it from there. The double entendre.
If you don't know what we're talking about, then you probably just
think we just sound so crazy.
We sound a little crazy.
Okay, I'm thinking two songs and then...
Ballerina Cappuccino.
Oh, he kissed the lip when he said that.
I'm thinking two songs and then we come back. Are we thinking?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Get on my head.
Okay, so hey, I'm thinking...
What songs do we have lined up?
Well, okay, so requested was Grease Lightning from Grease.
Yup.
That's a good one. It's the live one, so the lyrics are a little different. And then Takedown from K-Pop Demon Hunters. And then we'll see where we are there, because I'm getting a lot of requests over the phone.
That's good.
And that's good. That's good, but I don't think we're going to have time, because we like to yap.
Well,
we keep talking. We keep kikiing, if
but
you will.
That's okay.
We can pass
bro, Alyssa looks me dead
after.
In the eye when
I just stared at Luke as I said, kikiing.
Kiki, which I'm allowed to say.
Which I'm allowed to say. It's not a banned
guys,
word.
Sorry. I didn't know why.
Kiki and Gab.
Kiki, Gab. Okay. Shall we have Grease take it away?
Yes.
Let's take it away,
why
ladies.
Not? Let's. Okay, here we go.
Is it Grease?
This car could be systematic. Hydromatic. Ultramatic. Why, it could be Grease Light.
Grease Lightning. We'll get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, yeah. Keep talking or keep talking. Fuel injection cut off and chrome-plated rods, oh yeah. Get it ready, how cute to get it ready. With the first beat on the floor, they'll be waiting at the door. You know without a doubt, I'll be really making out Grease Lightning. Grease Lightning, you're burning up the cold of the line.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning, you're coasting through the heat now, child.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
What's supreme, the ticks will scream. Go Grease Lightning. We'll get some cool fresh chill, that's in 30-inch fins, oh yeah. Palomino dashboard and dual mother twins, oh yeah. With ambitious plugs and shocks, she can beat the superstars. You know that I am bragging, she's a real dragon wagon, Grease Lightning. Grease Lightning, you're burning up a quarter mile.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning, you're closing through the heat lap try.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
You are supreme, the chicks will scream. Grease Lightning.
your breakdown like what? It's a takedown, I'ma take you out and it ain't gonna stop. 정신을 놓고 touchpad 꼭한 take your mind. You'll be begging and crying, all of you die and never miss my shot. When your pattern starts to show, it makes the hatred wanna grow out of my veins. I don't think you're ready for the takedown. 당당하게 어둠 앞에 다가서 답을 얻으려. Yeah, it's a takedown. 흔들려 했던 믿음 속에서 없어진 It's so obvious. I'll fuck you up and take you down. But they'll turn on you soon, so how can you sleep or live with yourself? I'm broken, so trapped in the nastiest shell. You're vulnerable, the emotional. God, I don't want you to die.
You can try, but you can't hide.
It's a takedown, I'ma take you out.
Ironically, I really love that movie.
No, and I love the movie, too.
It was incredible. I love it. It was good. Okay, wait. Someone asked me a question. Oh, my sister Elena texted me and said, what is one TikTok trend that you never liked / needs to go?
This is controversial.
Did you see the flip the phone trend?
Oh, yes.
That is terrible. Nasty. And if that happened to me, I'd cry.
But did you see the guy that threw the phone after he realized he was part of the trend?
That's such a... If you don't know the trend, it's essentially you go up to a stranger, like a not... I don't want to say ugly, but like
just
someone
you
can...
you want to bully.
Right.
Pretty much
it's literally
the
just
trend.
A bullying trend. And you give them the phone, but you have it flipped. So
yeah, you
like,
tell them to record you.
Right. So they think they're recording you so you can see yourself. And then you flip it so that you're actually recording them. It's like back... It's like... It's so
and then you just make fun of them.
Mean. What's
it's
the just point?
It's actually so mean, right. And I
does
hate
anybody
it.
Remember? Does anyone remember the was it the one where everyone was getting hurt? It was like the milk crate one.
Oh, where you had the balance?
The devious licks.
Yeah, you like had to go up like a
devious
thing of milk crate.
Do you remember
devious
the devious licks?
Okay, here's the thing about devious licks.
A
is
devious
that
lick.
I thought it was. I just thought it was funny. Like, I thought it was hilarious. I think it was very destructive.
Yeah,
but it was really funny.
Personally, I didn't partake in it. But
at our school, it went crazy. There was filing cabinets, toilets, sinks gone, and you would see them walking out with it, and nothing could be done.
Nothing could be done.
And also, you question how did they even get it out of the wall?
How did they even do it?
How did they get it out of the building? Because I never saw it once it was ripped off the wall.
I know. Miss Ferrante would be on your tail.
Or sly.
Miss Ferrante.
Shout out.
Shout out,
maybe
Ms.
she's listening. Shout out, Miss Ferrante.
I highly doubt Miss Ferrante.
Shout out, Miss Ferrante. Miss you.
I think of you. I miss you.
I miss you. But that was a bad trend. I feel like people say there's always like these weird trends going on where like kids are eating soap, and I don't
the Tide Pods.
I don't
see Gen Z.
I don't think
Tide
that
Pods.
Ever happened.
Do you remember that cinnamon trend where you had to like eat a spoonful of cinnamon and it was like?
I think I did it and I almost died.
Well, yeah, because yeah,
like what?
I think I fell for that one.
It's like such a fine powder; it just coats your throat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did we do that, guys?
Why
do we do the things that we do?
Why do we
because
do
it's a
this?
Trend. Come on. It's a trend.
For it's a trend.
I gotta be cool.
It's for the
I gotta get my clicks.
Last night, clicks. We watched an episode of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives just to, like, get filled in. You know what I mean? Just to feel...
Because we watched Dancing with the Stars, so we wanted to see what all the drama was about.
Yes.
So what season was it? It was, like,
three
and then
with
episode
Whitney.
Five?
Yes.
With Whitney.
Yes.
crazy
drama. Crazy drama. I didn't realize Mom Talk was exclusive. I thought
it's
it was
like
literally.
Cult.
I thought it was literally
council.
Just moms on TikTok posting like.
Yeah, I thought if you just put
videos.
The hashtag
no.
out of Mom Talk.
Out
she is
Mom
not
Talk.
On Mom
it's
Talk.
A secret society. It's crazy.
I thought you just put the hashtag and you're in.
No. No, it's a lot more than that. You're
but
either
you
in or you're out.
You have to it be voted
deep.
In
yes.
by these
it's a democracy.
Wives.
Yes.
And I did not know
that.
But now
yes.
I know.
Yes. It's crazy.
It's wild.
I don't know
it's
what to put in
wild. This. Can we talk about Stranger Things
can
for
we
a second?
Please?
Cause we also
without spoiling it, though,
yet.
Because, right, there's so many people
haven't
who haven't watched
season?
It.
I haven't watched
it.
Season.
We have to
okay,
talk
so
in
we
code.
Can talk about the older seasons, though.
I would love to talk
down.
About the older seasons, but we cannot talk about the new
no.
seasons.
No,
boy, it turned me.
Just in case anybody hasn't watched the new season, get on it for one.
Get on that.
No, I know. I genuinely do need to get on it, but it's just like...
I have a hot take, and no one's going to like my hot take. I do not like this new season.
And I simply don't agree. And we
and
had
that's
this
fine.
Conversation
that's
last
fine. We
night.
Had this conversation. That's fine.
Personally, I'm a big reality... Leah keeps taking the mic from me.
Oh.
Personally...
It's Leah's mic, my
personally, I'm a big reality TV show girl. I really like watching, like, Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing
Survivor.
Race. I'm watching Survivor right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to wait
in
for
order?
That to end. What?
Are you watching it in order?
No, like, I'm
just
watching the current season.
Okay.
And then... After that, I think I need to, like, lock in, which it ends soon. And then I kind of gave up on Amazing Race this season. It was a little boring, even though it was, like, Big Brother people, but it's fine. And then I need to, like, really just lock in on Taylor Swift for, like, a week.
Right.
For the docuseries and the movie.
Yeah.
And then after that, I need to rewatch season 4 of Stranger Things. Then I can watch season 5.
Mm-hmm. You
guys.
Get on it, I'm telling you.
So I'm probably going to start watching season 4 like right after I move out because
yeah.
I'm going to have so much time on my hands.
I know. We have this big long break coming up.
I feel
so
yeah.
like so old. Like with Stranger Things.
Yes.
No,
it's just
that
coming
was, like,
out.
Genuinely, no, genuinely, like the summer of 2022 was the
it,
best
it
summer ever
be topped.
Because of Stranger Things and because of Running Up That Hill, and I'll stand
yes.
by that.
I cried so hard over Eddie that I puked in my mouth, and I have a
oh,
video
no.
of it.
And that's why I asked for Christmas. I asked for merch.
I cried harder over Max.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah,
well, Max isn't dead.
Stabbed me right through the chest.
Max isn't
I
dead.
Wasn't expecting it
no.
like at all, and I literally like.
I love that girl.
I rethink my entire life. I rethink my entire life after I watched that. I rethink my entire life after I watched Wicked for Good. Like, what is going on, guys?
I have not seen Wicked for
no,
Good.
No, I asked
so.
For
yeah.
Hellfire merch
oh,
for
good.
Christmas, like probably when season 3 came out, and my mom did not get it for me, and I was so resentful for it. And now I cannot be more thankful. I still love Eddie Baby, but me walking around. With that on.
The Hellfire t-shirt.
I know.
Chrissy, wake up! I have
I don't like this!
I know
I
what I would have received.
One, and I also had another one that was just a picture of Eddie, and it said Munson in the Metallica movie. And
that's
yeah.
everything.
Yeah,
this
listen,
is not
related
it's
not
to the freakiest thing
I've This done. Is not related to Stranger Things, but when I was younger for Christmas, Bella got me. I was obsessed with, do you know the show Lucifer on Netflix?
Yes.
Yes.
That follows Lucifer Morningstar. Bella got me a shirt that says Mrs. Morningstar.
I did.
And
she cried. She loved
I
it.
Cried. I loved it so much.
She
and
loved
I think
so
it,
much.
I like
she
hung it on my
tears.
Wall like a trophy
yes.
for the longest time. I just loved him so
she
much.
She loved him.
Okay.
Is he on our tree in the dorm?
No, he's
no.
not on the tree. I think
Should
I've be. Kind of outgrown him.
Did you talk about the tree on our
oh,
dorm? Oh,
that's a good thing. That's good. The tree
topic.
In the dorm. We have a tree in our dorm.
Yeah,
if you couldn't tell. And it's a hear me out tree. So each of us have put five men
that we love
and
on the tree.
It's not really hear me out because most of them are sexy
most
men.
Of them are yeah
yeah it's not hear me out, it's more like a crush tree.
Yes, yes.
Cutie
right,
tree
yeah.
A cutie tree.
Personally,
if you will. Oh,
actually never mind.
Oh,
oh
yeah
oh.
Keep that to yourself.
Wait, what did you say?
Remember the language.
Actually,
I can't
wait. This is actually a perfect
yummy.
Transition unless anyone has something else they want
no,
to say.
What are
let,
we, what's
let
the
it,
transition
no the transition
let's get the segue
is
going.
This song is perfectly on theme for what we're talking about, and it also ties in Stranger Things, but you won't know unless you know.
Wow.
Next I'm gonna play Fernando by
that
ABBA.
Does tie in.
This ties it in so perfectly.
Wait, you're so right.
And I love this song. So let's listen to a little Fernando.
Yeah.
And then
is it the
we'll
Cher
be back.
Version?
No, it's
Wheeler.
Not the Cher version. It's the actual ABBA version.
Well, I'm tuning out.
Oh.
And there she goes.
And she's logged off
we'll
for the
be back.
Night. My little sister just called it the hold me back tree. Okay.
No, wait, that's good.
That's good. Okay, here's Fernando by ABBA. You know the saying, like, things are popular for a reason?
Yep.
ABBA's popular for a reason.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hate people who try to dare to be different and hate popular things just because they're popular.
Yep.
Yes.
Girl, get
it's
over yourself.
It's absurd.
I have a friend, Yachty. Shout out if you're listening. Yachty had to dare to be different and didn't want to watch Wicked because everyone was watching Wicked. And Yachty didn't want to follow... didn't want to follow the crowd, but then watched Wicked and said, yeah, I get the hype. Yeah, If everyone, I hate that saying, like, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you too? Like, yes. If everyone likes the movie, probably for a reason. You know?
Yes.
There's probably a good reason behind that.
Literally. Like, people would make fun of Stranger Things. Like,
Bella.
Oh.
What? Just because I've never watched it doesn't mean I'm hating
on it.
You
like to crack a lot of jokes.
I crack jokes about Eddie because of the silly song.
You do. You crack a joke or two.
I love Eddie, and I will defend him.
So I do joke about that.
Yeah.
But I've just never seen it.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
But things are popular for a reason, including Wicked.
So, yeah.
We also saw Wicked.
Wicked for good.
So watch that. Good.
I have not.
You know what's coming out soon?
Zootopia 2?
Well, that.
No, it's coming out in five nights.
What's five nights away? Five Nights at Freddy's.
You know, as a nerdy girl, I've never been more thrilled.
I didn't even watch the first one, and I really wanted to.
Okay, so you have to watch the first
one. Me too.
Okay, can
oh, can we?
Yes. As a nerdy girl, this is like my Super Bowl.
As a nerdy girl,
I'm thrilled.
Black Phone 2 really did it for me. Wow.
Must be nice.
I haven't watched it.
That little.
So good.
That little brown boy. What's his name? I'm obsessed with him. What's his name?
I don't know.
Miguel?
He's on my tree. Mora? Yes.
Yes.
Miguel Mora.
He is beautiful.
He's on my tree. I love him. He's in the first one and he's in the second one. Wow. I get. What's the other guy's name that everyone's. Mason Thames?
I think so. Yeah.
Everyone likes him. I agree. But I think there's better.
Listen, I agree. But we all have our preferences, and that's okay.
And we all have our preference, and that's fine, and I prefer the brown
boy.
That
movie was good.
Ooh, that movie changed my life.
We walked out of the theater with Alyssa, and she was not the same person.
I was changed for good, and I didn't watch Wicked. Well, I mean, I did, but that wasn't...
I mean, I did, but it wasn't Wicked.
But not at that point.
Not at that moment.
Should we play a song?
Probably.
Okay, what should we play? I've got Sugar on My Tongue. I've got The Dead Dance.
Yeah.
Will You Love Me When I'm Dead or Mary on a Cross? What are we feeling?
Well, personally, Mary on a Cross was my suggestion.
I agree. I like that song.
I love Ghost.
This song reminds Bella of Halloween, but that's just because
summertime.
I play it for Halloween. That's why it reminds her of it.
Yeah.
That's
my
doing. I'm sorry. That's my doing.
And I apologize.
But if you don't know the song, I highly recommend it. It's got like religious undertones because that's the theme of the band.
Truthfully.
It's called Mary on a Cross. Yeah. It's
good.
Religious undertones. It's
I'm
so
putting you guys
good.
On right now. You're
yes,
welcome.
This is a Leah recommendation. So if
I
you like it,
band.
Shout out Leah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Sorry. I got very distracted.
Okay. There's a lot going on in her corner of the room, so you have to give her some grace.
Thank you. Usually my radio shows are very calm, cool, and collected. I have felt off the wall.
Chaos.
I've got FaceTime going. I've got people calling me. I've got, like, it's crazy. I'm juggling like I'm my circus, my monkeys. You know what I mean?
It is my circus.
It is my monkeys. Okay. Shall we marry on a cross by
Let's
Ghost?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Besides the stardom, all we got was blues.
Guys.
Guys.
Apple Music Wrapped is out, but Spotify Wrapped is not.
Boo.
So.
But it's okay.
Garbage.
It's okay.
But that's fine because I use Apple Music. And on the topic, what right. does everyone think that their album of the year is?
Mine will most likely be Willoughby Tucker, I'll Always Love You by Ethel Kane.
Good.
That's a good one.
I love
that's a good
Ethel
one.
Kane.
Mine
Do you
is
even
like-
know it?
No, I don't know. But that's okay.
But I'll agree with you.
Fake.
Mine is like definitely between three. It's either Man's Best Friend,
right?
Sabrina Carpenter, so 5 Seconds Flat, Lizzie McAlpine,
so true.
A classic.
Came out this year.
No, but it's what I've been listening to the most. Oh, and then Guts.
I don't know if
from Olivia Rodrigo.
So I think
it's one of those.
I think we're talking about album of the year, as in this year.
I thought she was. She said her.
That was the original theme, but then I feel like we derailed
her Apple Music.
I was talking about Apple Music.
Yeah, she said like, what would your album of the year be on your Spotify?
Yeah, if you listened when I first
what is yours,
mentioned it.
Now I don't know how big of fans you guys all are of her, and it's not Taylor Swift.
Oh my God!
Oh.
I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
I'm gonna go with, and I genuinely don't think I streamed another album more so close to What by Tate McRae.
Yes, I have that on vinyl.
I do too. I genuinely don't think I've streamed an album more, and like also like it was just so good. And I'm really upset that she didn't put those tracks that are on the vinyl on the deluxe. But honestly, like I know that the whole album leaked and everything, but like it literally, I usually get sick of albums after I listen to them for a while, and I have not gotten sick of this album yet.
So boom.
Did you hear, like, the original instrumental for Sports Car?
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. It's literally just, like, it's so good, and she's such a good performer, and, like, I wish I could have gone to the tour, but it's okay. But, like, genuinely, like, that's my album of the year. So close to What? Tate McRae.
I use Sports Car for my Halloween post.
Sports Car is such a good song. It is not my favorite on the album, but genuinely, like, still, I still listen to that song and I'm not sick of it.
Yeah,
that's
so true.
A good song.
Leah, did you say your album of the year?
Listen, guys.
Uh-oh.
I don't listen to
it. It has been Hotel, isn't it?
Stop. Okay. Let's not get absurd over there. I don't listen to a lot of music, guys. I don't have Apple Music. I don't have Spotify.
Red flag.
If I'm doing something that requires background noise, I'm just going to put on a YouTuber, unfortunately.
That's crazy.
So I can't give you
any
input.
So that's crazy.
I'm sorry.
Alyssa, what's your album of the year?
Mine, I think, might be Hozier. Hozier is just my favorite artist. But I have I have a song that was requested, and it's 5 minutes long, so it's going to take us to the end, everyone.
Aww.
It was requested by my uncle, so we have to.
We have to.
We have to do it. He's been sending me so many songs. He really wants me to play his requested song. Sorry,
I really hope you could have heard just what Gavin said on the FaceTime.
Okay, so this song is 5 minutes long, so it's going to take us into the next slot of Radiothon, everyone. So this is it.
This is goodbye,
old pal.
This is too much.
This is it for the semester, guys. Will you join me next semester, everyone? Did you have fun? Or is this
we will join.
Okay.
We will come back.
Well, okay. I'll have to check my schedule, actually.
Okay. Well, we're going to play, I don't think I'm going to pronounce this right, but it's called Madalena by Goose.
Okay,
here we go. Thank you all so much for tuning in to our time slot of Radiothon. It was so nice. Here is Madalena by Goose. Everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Madalena, I've been looking for a place to lay my head down. I'm tired always trying to find a way out. Running from this life I know so well. Let me reel, oh. Running lights and empty eyes in limbo. Dreaming with my face against the window. Drifting to the dawn of another day. From above, further from the sun, from the light of day. Madalena, I don't wanna wake up, just stay a little longer, stay here by my side, hold the sky up until the night dissolves. Whispering in tongues, if I could find a way.